Hi, Stella speaking.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, good morning. How can I help you?
Hello.
Yes, I do.
My name is Marlon Stewart. I called the other day and somebody was supposed to call me back, I guess, within 48 hours.
Let me see 1 second. Just hold on a minute. Let me see who tried reaching you.
Okay.
Hi, sorry for the wait. So I actually don't see someone that called you, but do you need home care? Maybe I can help you.
I live in Phoenixville. I called and I told them I needed home care.
What? I barely hear you.
I said I live in Phoenixville. I told them, I called and told them I needed home care. And she said somebody's going to call you back within 48 hours.
Was that from our agency? But I can help you either way. I don't think it was from our agency because I don't see someone should speak with you.
I have Keystone First Community Health Choices.
Got it. So, and we are
42 hours. I'm sorry.
Got it. So we're a home care agency. If you want, I can have someone from our agency help you.
Sure.
Okay. So what I can do is, 1 second. I'll just take down your information, and I'll just send it to our specialist. I'll just have her, like, talk to you, and she's going to sign you up, speak with Keystone. And you want to work as the home health aide?
No, I need a home health aide, not work
one. Oh, you need one. Okay, got it. I got it. Let me see. What's your zip code where you live?
19460.
Okay. So we actually have a lot of caregivers in that area. Just give me a minute. Okay, let me get down your information and I'll have the staffer coordinator look for an aide for you. You have already hours currently?
42.
You have 42 hours. And what's your first and last name?
First name, Marlon. M-A-R-L-O-N.
M-A-R-L-O-N?
Yes.
And last name?
My name is Stewart. C-E-W-A-R-T.
A-R-T. And your phone number to the best contact is 610-412-7703?
Sure. Anytime.
Got it. Then what's your date of birth?
728-74.
728-74. 74, got it. Let me log into your Medicaid account before we go forward, just to make sure everything is good with that. Just hold a minute.
Just set in my Keystone representative is waiting for whoever to call them and let them know so you can
do
what they're doing.
We'll
do
that once I got your information. We'll call your Keystone first. Coordinator, I'll let her know.
Okay.
Just give me a minute. Let me first log in, make sure everything is good. As you have Keystone first, you have the waiver. Everything sounds perfect. What's your street address?
313
okay.
Quick Street.
What? Quick?
Phoenixville. Quick as in fast.
Quick Street, and that it's in Phoenixville, you said, right?
Phoenixville, 19460.
19460, and that's in Chester County, right?
Yes.
Got it. Do you have any minors in your house?
No.
Perfect. What's your requirements for an aide? Like, what do you need assistance with?
I prefer a female, and I prefer someone that can help me because I had a stroke. So I need someone to help me wash up and then go to the doctor's appointments with me, supermarkets, things like that. So I only have use of one arm right now.
Oh, wow. You need any help with personal care or something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
And going to doctor's appointments and things like that, because I have a, because of the stroke, I have a forgetful memory.
Sure. Okay, let me do like that. Let me see if I can get a coordinator for you right now on the phone so she can assist you.
Okay.
And once we have an aide, we're just going to notify your service coordinator from Keystone that we have an aide that is ready to start working. And like we'll
No worries, she's ready.
What?
I said no worries, he is ready.
What do you mean she is ready? You have already an aide or you want we to bring you one?
No, you need to bring me one.
Okay.
I said my service coordinator.
Oh, ready. Your service coordinator is ready. Sure. Give me a minute. One second. Do you know who your service coordinator is, like her name and number?
Yeah, I know his name. Daniel Pellamont.
Okay, and what's her number?
Hold on, his number.
Okay.
Okay. 853.
253?
853.
653, got it. Okay.
853, 1332.
1332.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just hold on the line, Marla. Let me see if I can get a coordinator for you right now available, and she's going to assist you with a caregiver. Just hold on, okay? Can you wait us a few minutes?
Okay. Sure.
Thank you. Hi, okay. So I actually got Melissa available for you, too, so she's going to take the call, okay? She's going to help you. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on.
Hello.
A second.